You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. On the third Thursday of every other month, the Society for History and Racial Equity, or SHARE, hosts the Race Initiative Book Club. Last time, the group focused on the memoir My Grandfather Would Have Shot Me by Jennifer Teague. At first, it seems like any other book club, except for one startling difference. No one has to read the book. WMUK's Trisha Dunham tells us more.
The rush of the evening traffic on East Michigan Avenue reflected the early evening sunlight through Kalamazoo Community Foundation's expansive wall of windows. Race Initiative Book Club attendees meandered through the open door, grabbing a packet of cookies and making themselves comfortable. SHARE was to begin the bi-monthly discussion, this month on My Grandfather Would Have Shot Me. In Teague's memoir, she finds out her grandfather was a Nazi commander. The book explores how Teague deals with that fact as both a German and Black woman. But SHARE director Donna Odom says the book club isn't really about the book.
We're probably the only book club you might ever hear of that does not require you to read the book. And the reason why is because the book is a catalyst to discussion. And the idea is that we want people to make connections, share their stories.
Walking down the street and a crowd of people, but we were the only people of color, and we was searched and frisked on the sidewalk in front of a restaurant that we were getting ready to go into, and that was highly embarrassing.
Haley Wentz, SHARE's intern, didn't read the book, but she says she appreciated the discussion because of the diverse group of people that attended.
I thought that was really interesting because it brought together a unique group of people that otherwise wouldn't have been brought together, which I think is something that SHARE does really well. They work with, you know, anyone who really wants to get engaged positively in the community. SHARE finds a way to sort of like get them engaged and get them connected with other smaller groups who do the same.
Book club facilitator WMU Professor Emeritus Tom Holmes says the book club provides people of all races and backgrounds an opportunity to share their personal experiences.
Any time that there's an exchange or someone just talking about how they're afraid to have their sons go outside, a mother afraid to have her sons going out or having to have the talk, right? And suddenly that becomes very real when you have a mother talking about giving the talk. It's not an abstract thing anymore. I think it becomes a real thing that changes the people.
Holmes says these accounts can make things like racism real for people.
So it's not some, oh yeah, that's an injustice. It's too bad that our society's like that. No, this is my friend and her sons are at risk and it feels different then.
Odom explained the initiative of the organization in terms of racial healing as fourfold. She said the platform is based on the philosophy of transforming historical harms.
The four parts of that are making connections, healing, taking action, and facing history. So the book club, it's kind of twofold, making connections and also facing history, because a lot of the books that we read have to do with history and, you know, how things have evolved to where they are now. So,
in Teague's memoir, she talks about how her Nazi grandfather would have treated African descendants like herself. The book shows how history continues to affect the present. Odom says, in a way, the book club is a kind of activism.
We look at action not just as, you know, say, you know, participating in a march or doing something really radical like that, but actually coming out to the book club is one way of taking action, and hopefully people will be inspired to move on from there.
In the fall, the Race Initiative Book Club will expand to create a children's division. The next book club discussion will take place Thursday, September 22nd at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. This session's book is Walking with the Wind by John Lewis. For WMUK, I'm Trisha Dunham.